Start with a word of prayer.
那我们以祷告先开始今天的信息吧。
Father, thank you so much for your word.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的话语。
Thank you that in it you communicate to us all that we need to know to live lives that are holy and pleasing to you.
谢谢你告诉我们应该知道的事情，使得我们可以过圣洁、讨你喜悦的生活。
But thank you especially, Lord, that your written word points us to your living word, Jesus Christ.
也特别感谢你的文字上的你文字的话语，但是它是指向那活的话语，耶稣基督。
We pray this morning as we look at this passage from the Old Testament that we would see Jesus.
从这段经文当中，我们希望你帮助我们看见耶稣基督。
That we would draw close to him.
我们可以与他更亲近。
And that we would know him and love him more because of this opportunity we have.
因为如此，我们会更加明白他，并加爱他。
And we pray that you would be glorified in Jesus' name.
愿你的圣名得到荣耀。
Amen.
耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。
First slide, please. I don't know how many of you have ever seen the movie Frequency or not.
我想问大家有没有看过这部电影，叫做《生死调频》。
I don't watch a lot of movies.But it seems like when I watch them, they make a very big impact on me.
虽然我不是经常看电影，但是我看的每一部电影似乎对我都有很大的影响。
This movie was made in the year 2000.
这部电影是2000年。
Which means it's old.
已经有些年代。
But it's good.
但是是一个很好的电影。
And I'm going to tell you just a little bit of the story of the movie because it sets the stage well for our passage of scripture this morning.
我想跟大家简单的讲一下这个电影的过的内容，它会为今天的信息有所帮助。
The main point being in this movie is that every action has lasting consequences.
这个它的主旨就是告诉我，每一个行为都会产生长久的后果。
This movie is kind of a time travel movie.
它是一个穿越的、跨越的这个电影。
But it takes place.Between 1969 and the year 2000.
是他讲了1969年和2000年这两个时间段的故事。
And it tells the story of a young man who was a firefighter in New York City.
他的主角是在纽约市消防队的年轻人。
And at the very beginning of the movie, we learn that he and his wife are in the process of getting a divorce.
当时他和他的妻子正在要经历差不多要离婚的过程。
And his life is absolutely miserable.
他的生活非常不糟糕。
And before too long, we also learned that his father was killed when he was about 10 years old, when fighting a fire in New York.
我们也知道在电影当中讲到他十岁的时候，他的父亲也是消防员，在火灾中去世。
And much of what happened then in his life afterwards was really bad because he didn't have a dad with whom to learn and to know how to live his life.
所以他从小就没有父亲作为很好的榜样，他的生活不是很理想。
But this is in the year 2000.
现在就回到2000年。
The year his father died was in 1969.
他父亲是1969年去世的。
And interestingly, and this is where the science comes in as a little, what do I want to say, fictional.
所以这边可能他的科学方面来讲不是那么完全百分之一百正确。
Two things happened interesting that year in New York City.
在纽约市有两个有趣的事实。
And both of these are true.
这两件都是真实的事件。
For the first time, you could actually see the northern lights as far south as New York City.
那时候可以第一次看见北极光，在纽约市就可以看到北极光。
Usually you have to go way up into northern Maine or into Canada to be able to see it.
通常要到缅因州或者加拿大才能看到北极光的可能。
And the other thing that happened was the New York Mets won the World Series championship in baseball.
那一年纽约的球队 Mets 得了这个全球冠军。
And this is they were called the Miracle Mets that year.
他们那一年就把这个球队称为奇妙的 Mets, Mets 中文怎么讲？
They were a new team, they were an expansion team, so no one expected them to do anything.
sorry.
They were a new team, and no one expected them to do well.
当时这个球队并不是很有名，所以大家都不指望他有什么好的成绩。
And that becomes important in the movie because this becomes a reference point for the communication that takes place between 1969 and 2000.
所以这个就是给了这个故事一个契机，就联系了1969年跟2000年的时间。
Well, what happens in the year 2000, this young man, he's a New York City policeman now, he has an old shortwave radio.
这个纽约市的消防员他有一个短波的无线电。
And it was his father's.
他是他父亲的。
And he's so despondent over his wife leaving him that one night when he's off duty, he goes in and begins to tune in the radio to see what he can find.
因为他当时正在经历要和妻子离婚的可能性，所以他就在这期间，他就去拨弄了他父亲留下的这个无线电器材。
And what happens is he contacts his father in 1969.
但是很突然的，他就突然跟他的父亲连上了线。
Talking on the same shortwave radio, the Northern Lights somehow make it possible for the communication to go back in time.
好像因为北极光出现的原因，就使得他们能够用短波和他父亲穿越这个时空进行联系。
So of course, neither one of them believe at first what's happening.
当然，刚开始的时候他们都不相信这是真的。
And so finally they get to the point where they well maybe this is possible.
但是过了一段时间之后，他们理解到这是可能的。
And the reason that they decided that it's possible is because the son in 2000 tells the father what's going to happen in the first game of the World Series with the Mets before it happens.
因为他在这个两千年的那个儿子告诉他三十年之前的父亲，他这个球队这个 Mets 这个球队的战果，所以他父亲听了这真实之后，真实发生之后就相信他了。
Anyway.What happens is he's able to tell his dad, Dad, you're going to fight a fire tomorrow and you're going to get killed.
他后来又告诉他，爸爸，你明天会去有一场火，你在救火当中会死亡。
He says that we know that you followed proper protocol and in doing so, you wound up in a place that you couldn't get out of and you died.
因为你根据程序进入火场，但是很不幸的你就因此而丧命。
And if you just gone the other way, you would have been able to get out safely, and you wouldn't have died.
如果你不照那个规定走另外一条路，你就会幸存下来。
And so next day the fire happens, and he's in the father is in the fire in the building trying to find someone to rescue them.
那第二天这件事情火灾就发生了，那他父亲就进入火场要救人。
And he comes to that crisis point where he either goes to the right or to the left.
他当时正在要做在一个点上要做决定，是往左走还是往右走。
And he protocol says go to the right, but he believes his son in the future, and he goes to the left, and he's saved.
根据规定来讲，他们的经验来讲，应该是往右边走。但是他因为听了他儿子这样跟他事先讲，他就往左走，结果就幸存了。
Now his father doesn't die.
那这样他父亲就没有死去在那一年。
The future is changed.
未来改变了。
But the future is changed for the worse.
但是这个将来就变得更加糟糕反而。
Because what happens is his mother would not. She was a nurse.
因为这时候是他的母亲因为做护士的母亲。
If the father had died, she would not have gone to work that day.
如果他父亲那天是真的去世，那他母亲那天就不能去上班。
But because she didn't die, she went to work at the hospital.
因为他那天没有去世，所以他母亲照常上班。
And in the first reality, she's not there. A doctor makes a mistake and a patient dies.
他那时候医生犯了个错误，他的病人去世了。
But because she's there, she catches this doctor's mistake, and the patient doesn't die.
因为他在那边上班，所以他发现了这医生的问题，就及时的阻止了这医疗事故的发生。
And it turns out that she has unwittingly saved a mass murderer.
但是这结果就是他救的那一位病人是一个杀手。
And so now in 2000, they're starting to find new bodies that they had not found before because this mass murderer lived.
因为这个杀手幸存下来了，所以到2000年的时候，他们就面临这个很多谋杀事件，死亡者的遗体都没有找到。
And so reality changes all along the line during the course of this movie, going back and forth between 1969 and 2000.
所以在这个电影当中呢，看到很多事件有不同的改变，在69年和2000年之间发生了不一样的事件。
And it's a thrilling movie. You sit on the edge of your seat the entire movie. What's going to happen next?
这个电影很有意思，你看的时候你会一直在想下面会发生什么。
And it's my son's and mine favorite movie to watch together.
这部电影是我和我儿子很喜欢看的一部。
But the fact of the matter is, because he was able to communicate with the past, the future continued to change.
因为他能够跟过去对交流对话，所以这个将来就不断的在改变。
And I won't reveal any more of the movie, but it has a good ending, so you're going to want to see this movie.
我不想再跟大家再说更多了，但是我想告诉大家，结局是不错的，希望大家去看这个电影。
But we cannot go back and change the past to get a new beginning.
当然，我们不能改变过去，有不一样的未来。
And unlike movies, which are fiction, we live in reality, which is truth.
电影是有点虚幻的部分，但是我们生活的世界是真实的。
But it is possible for us to change the present and to get a brand new beginning.
但是我们可以改变现在，可以有全新的未来。
Which will produce a new ending.
会产生全新的后果结果。
And the life of Abraham shows us this in this passage this morning.
所以在亚伯拉罕的生命当中也是这样的。
So we're going to look at three aspects of Abraham's life that might help us in the present change the future.
所以我们从亚伯拉罕的生活的三个方面，我们来看怎么样学习改变未来。下一页，下一页。
I forgot to have you advance the slide, so go up to, yeah, next one. So the first principle that we see in our aspect of Abraham's life is that when God called him, he started strong.
当亚伯拉罕开始的时候，他被神呼召，他听神的话。
Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 through 4 are possibly one of the most important passages in the Bible.
在这十二章的第一到第四节可能是最重要的一部分。
Because it shows us who God is and what God's plan for the future is.
这里表现了神他本身他的计划未来计划是怎样。
When he calls Abraham, we learn that it's going to be through Abraham that all the families of the earth are going to be blessed.
他的计划是借着亚伯拉罕祝福地上的万族。
And if you've never studied the life of Abraham from the Bible, I encourage you to do so because it's an incredible story.
如果你从来没有看过这个亚伯拉罕的事件历史生平的话，我很鼓励你们去看。
But we don't get a lot of backstory on how Abraham happened to meet and hear God.
但是我们好像不太了解亚伯拉罕起先的时候是怎么样与神相遇的。
Possibly Abraham was living among all these people who worshipped many idols.
很有可能亚伯拉罕当初的时候是生活在拜偶像的人群当中。
And he realized that those idols did not do anything.
他意识到这些偶像其实根本就不能做什么。
And he begins questioning what the religious environment he lived in was really all about.
他就开始对这个宗教这些形式产生疑问。
And so while everybody else was worshiping different gods and different idols, he's saying, something's not right here.
当他周围的人都在拜这个偶像的时候，他就在问，那到底是怎么一回事情？他就产生了怀疑。
Perhaps it's because his wife, Sarah, could not get pregnant.
因为他的，也有可能因为他的妻子不能够怀孕。
Maybe he'd gone to all the deities of fertility and they'd done nothing for him.
也许他也拜过那些生育的偶像，但实际上，但却什么都没有发生。
Or perhaps there were other situations going on, but he realized there had to be something more.
也许还有别的一些事件使他意识到，偶像还有一些超越偶像的事情。
And God looks at his heart and says, "I'm going to talk to this guy."
神看见了这个他的心思意念，就决定要跟他对话。
And so by watching what's going on around him and learning to listen.Abraham heard the voice of God.
就在这过程当中，亚伯拉罕听见了神的声音。
Abraham is a prototype for all of us as believers.
亚伯拉罕就像我们的预表一样。
Because Yahweh has become a new God. People do not know him.
亚威神就是当时人们不了解的那一位真神。
People have moved so far beyond the time when mankind actually knew who God was that they had created their own and forgotten completely about the real God.
那个时候的人已经远离真神，不太了解真神，拜偶像了。
And so Abraham does what all of us have to do at some point in our lives.
亚伯拉罕就像我们一样,
he decides to trust God.
他决定信靠神。
We don't usually hear the voice of God like Abraham did.
我们也许不像亚伯拉罕真的听到真实的听到神的声音。
But we do have the scriptures.
但我们有神的话语。
And God speaks to us in his word.
神借着他的道来和我们对话。
But then we need to make a decision as to whether or not we are going to trust God and act upon what he says.
但是我们必须要做一个决定，我们是听从神还是采取行动吗？
Sometimes when we do that, there are some negative consequences.
有时候我们这么做了，但反而有一些不太理想的后果。
I'm sure that Abraham had to endure a lot of ridicule from his neighbors and extended family.
我想象亚伯拉罕当时可能承受了邻舍朋友的家庭的一些讥讽。
So they say, "Where are you going, Abraham?"
他们也许会嘲笑他说：“亚伯拉罕，你干什么呢？”
Abraham says, "Well, I'm not really sure."
亚伯拉罕说：“我不太清楚。”
And why are you going to a place you're not really sure about, Abraham?
为什么你去一个地方你根本就不知道是怎么回事的地方？
Because God told me to.
因为神告诉我要去哪里。
Which God?
什么神呢？
It's one that nobody's ever heard of before. So let me get this straight. You're going to take your family and your flocks and your servants, you know, all these people, and you're going to take off and go someplace you don't know where you're going.
所以你就决定要把你的全家、你的财产都带去一个你根本就不了解的地方吗？
Sounds kind of silly, doesn't it?
听起来真是有点蠢啊。
And yet he trusted God.
但是他信靠神。
And sometimes when we trust God to do the things that he tells us, it's going to seem funny to people around us.
有时候我们听从了神的话，做神要我们做的事情，周围的人会看到，觉得这是很奇怪的一个行为。
And people are going to say, they're crazy.
有的人甚至会说，你们大概疯了。
And they may make fun of us.
他也许会嘲笑我们。
But Abraham started strong because he trusted God.
但是亚伯拉罕的起头非常好，他信靠神。
And God provided for him and protected him the entire time of his journey.
所以神就在他的整个旅行过程当中保护了他，也给了他所需要的。
And when we first become Christians, that happens with us a lot, right?
当我们成为基督徒的时候，刚开始也是这样一个过程。
I remember when I was a new Christian, I was so pumped. I was willing to do just about anything God told me to.
我回想到我自己刚刚成为基督徒的时候，我那时候真的心智是非常愿意为神献付上一切的。
And I was in college and I was in a fraternity.
当时我是在一个兄弟会里边的大学里边的兄弟会。
And social life in a fraternity revolves around a keg of beer and womanizing as much as you can.
那时候的生活在大学里边基本上是就是主要的生活就是喝酒，讲女人的事情。
And so when my fraternity brothers would come and say, "Hey Mike, let's go get blasted."
那时候我的朋友就会说，"哎 Mike, 跟我们一起去寻乐吧。"
I'd say, "Sorry, can't do that."
那我就回答说，不行。
What?
他们就说怎么回事？
And it ended up, I had a lot of resistance and a lot of it was difficult staying in a fraternity house as a Christian.
在这个兄弟会当中，要成为一个坚定的基督徒是非常困难。
But by starting strong, God gave me strength, and He let me see things happen that excited me, and I was willing to continue on with Him.
但是神在这当中就保守了我，让我看见跟随他是一件非常有值得的事情。
And the same thing should be true for us.
那这个我们可能也同样经历了。
And if we continue to grow in the knowledge of God and who He is, He will give us that kind of enthusiasm again. He will enable us to become everything He wants us to be and to do everything He wants us to do.
当我们随着对神的了解日益增多，我们就会愿意热心忠心地服侍他。
But it has to be built on trust.
但是这里边重要一点就是要信靠他。Second
aspect of Abraham's life. The first one was that he started strong. The second one is that he was slowed by sin.
但是第二个过程当中，他就会 他就被罪而牵扯。
In chapter 12, verse 10, we find out that Abraham gets to where he's being called to go, and there's a famine going on.
在第十节的时候讲到，那时地上有饥荒，因为饥荒很大，他就走了。And
so, evidently, Abraham thought, well, you know, it's not really good to stay someplace where there's a famine, so I'm going to just keep going.
亚伯拉罕那时可能会想，这地方没有什么吃的，我只能走了。And
so he moves again. But this time without God telling him to go.
他又搬迁了，但是这次是没有神的指示而搬迁的。
I mean, it's a logical thing to do, right?
对我们来说，这听上去好像很合逻辑。
There's no food, you go where there's food.
没有食物可吃，饥荒的话，那就要去有食物的地方，对吧？
But who is Abraham trusting here?
但是这边亚伯拉罕信靠了谁呢？
He's trusting himself.
他这时候确实信靠了自己。
He's going with what's called common wisdom.
这就是我们通过 一般的智慧，人的智慧来决定的。
We find Abraham talks to God a lot throughout the scriptures.
我们了解到亚伯拉罕在这个圣经当中曾经很多次跟神对话。
But he doesn't ask God if he should go.
但这一次他并没有问神要不要走。
He trusts himself, he trusts the Egyptians, he doesn't trust God, and that's sin.
他这个时刻他没有信靠神，而是相信了自己，相信埃及人。
And we see this lack of trust, unfortunately, way too common in the scriptures.
我们常常很不幸的看见，在圣经当中记载很多这样不信靠的故事。
We see it in the life of David.
在大卫身上也是同样发生。
Every time David, excuse me. Every time David had a decision to make, it usually says he inquired of the Lord first.
在大卫要做决定的时候，通常我们会看到说记载是大卫询问神。
But the times when David did not inquire of the Lord were the times which he sinned and fell.
但是也记载了大卫没有询问神而失败了。
Situation with Bathsheba.
跟别示巴的情况就是如此。
The situation with the census that he took.
和献祭献香时候，他也是犯了错。
He didn't inquire of the Lord.
他没有询问神。
And most of what David did wrong there wasn't common sense. It was just plain pure sin for himself.
他是因为罪的关系而这么做的。
But when we get into situations where we decide not to trust, not to inquire, not to entrust, we are going to find ourselves in sin.
当我们碰到这种类似的状况的时候，我们就会发现我们很容易也犯罪失败。
Interestingly, the real problem came not when Abram just moved down to Egypt, but when he talked his wife into lying for him.
但是这最大的问题，这边不仅仅是只是搬到没有经过指示到埃及，而是发现他和他妻子两个人计划说谎。
In verses 11 and following, we get this dialogue between.
下一页。
Sorry?
Next slide.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Thank you. I'm not watching my slides. I'm watching my notes. Abram talks to Sarai and says, "Tell if people see that you're beautiful, just tell them you're my sister."
他就跟他的妻子撒来说, 你就告诉人家你是我的妹妹，不是我的太太。
Now, to Abraham's credit, it doesn't show up in this passage, but we learn later that Sarai, his wife, really was his sister.
当然亚伯拉罕也没有全说错，他撒来的确也是他的妹妹。But
she was his half-sister.
是他的一半的，有一半血统的妹妹。Same
father, different mother.
同一个父亲，但是不同的母亲。
And that sounds really strange to us, but that was done a lot more in those days than it is today.
对我们今天人来讲，这个情况很特别，但是那时候是很正常。But
it says that she was a beautiful woman.
这经文当中讲到她是俊美的妇人。And
I always found that one interesting.
我总觉得这一段很有意思。Because
at this time, Sarah is at least 75 years old.
这时候其实撒拉已经75岁了。Now,
either she really held her age well, or they had different standards of beauty than we have today.
有可能那个时候的 他的确很能够保持自己的容貌，或者说那个时候人的对审美的观点有点不大一样。
My wife isn't even 70 yet.
我太太还没有到70耶。
And I think my wife is still a beautiful woman.
我也认为我太太非常美貌。
But I see that through the eyes of love and 43 years of marriage.
但是我是用我结婚43年的眼光来看她的。
I go back and look at our wedding picture. She was a lot better looking then than she is now.
当我看到我们结婚时候的照片，她那时候在照片里，我是觉得她那时候更漂亮一些。
Bible scholars say there were probably reasons that she would have been considered beautiful beyond the wrinkles that she had.
但圣经学者说到，这个也许那个撒拉的确是虽然有皱纹，但是还是相当的俊美。
But the fact was, again, Abram did not trust God. He trusted his own wisdom.
但这里的问题是，亚伯拉罕没有信靠神，而是信靠自己的智慧，小聪明。
So she gets taken into Pharaoh's harem.
所以他的太太就被,
and Pharaoh rewards him greatly for giving him his sister.
因为, 法老娶了这个妇人, 他非常高兴就给亚伯拉罕厚厚的赏赐。
But because Abram didn't trust God, but trusted himself, now negative things really begin to happen.
但是就是因为亚伯拉罕没有信靠神, 就有很多
Next slide. To start with, other people get hurt.
那其他人就开始受到亏损了。God
sends a plague on Pharaoh's household because he is in danger of committing adultery with Abram's wife.
耶和华就降灾给法老，因为如果不降灾的话， 可能会法老就会有淫乱的事情和撒拉发生淫乱的事情。We
don't know whether or not this plague that came caused anyone to die, but it undoubtedly caused some severe pain.
不知道这个灾是不是有人因此而死亡，但是那个肯定是一个大的病痛。Abram
gets deported from Egypt.
亚伯拉罕他自己也是因为这个缘故被人驱逐出去。
And why did he go down to Egypt to begin with?
记得当时他为什么去埃及吗?
There was a famine, right?
因为有
He's leaving, and guess what?
饥荒的关系。
He's going back to the famine again.
那现在他被驱逐出埃及，又去到了饥荒的地方。
And interestingly, God takes care of him.
但是很有意思的是，神保守了他却。
God's mercy is incredible in this story because he preserves them through Abram's sin and restores them and blesses them in the process.
但神的恩惠真的是, 非常的奇妙, 虽然他们犯罪, 但是他借了这个机会, 仍然祝福他们。
But one of the biggest consequences of that sin, next slide please, the biggest consequence of that sin was the fact that one of the gifts that Abram received from Pharaoh was a slave named Hagar.
这边讲到法老恩待他给了很多礼物, 这其中的一个礼物就是奴仆, 有一位, 其中一位是夏甲。
Abram is going to hear a promise from God that I am going to make your descendants as many as the stars of heaven.
亚伯拉罕得到了祝福，重生开始，那讲到是地上的万族要因你得福。
But when Sarah can't have a baby later, she gives Hagar, her Egyptian slave, to Abram as another wife.
因为撒拉不能怀孕，所以他就把这个得到的埃及奴仆夏甲给了亚伯拉罕。
And that creates a problem between Hagar and Sarah then.
这引起了夏甲跟撒拉的不和。
And then Ishmael is born.
由此以实玛利出生。
The son of Hagar is a source of pride to Abram.
因为以实玛利的缘故，夏甲变得骄傲起来。
Because now he's got a descendant.
因为他有一个后裔了。
But when Isaac is born, it creates a problem between Isaac and Ishmael.
当以撒生的时候，就引起了以实玛利跟以撒的纠纷。
And for those of you who don't know, the descendants of Ishmael are the Arab peoples.
你们有些人也许不大知道，这以实玛利的后裔就是今天的阿拉伯人。
And the descendants of the Jews descendants of Isaac are the Jews.
那以撒的后裔呢，就是今天的以色列人。
And you only have to pick up the newspaper any day to see how that's worked out.
你今天如果看报纸的话，就知道这两个种族的问题了。But
probably next slide. Probably even more important is the fact that the descendants of Ishmael, one of those descendants is a guy named Muhammad.
那以实玛利的后裔当中有一个叫穆罕默德。
And Muhammad founded the religion of Islam in the 7th century.
在17世纪的时候，穆罕默德兴起了伊斯兰教。
And so we have Islam against the world.
那伊斯兰教就常常和这个世界所争。
The wars in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan.
在叙利亚、伊拉克。
Those all result as a long-term fallout of Abram's lack of trust in God.
这都是亚伯拉罕当时没有信靠神而造成的后果。
Can you imagine the nation of Iran with a nuclear weapon?
你可不可以想象，如果伊朗拥有了核武器会怎么样？
The genocide that's taking place in Nigeria and in Sudan, places like that, is all a result of what's happened with Islam.
那在尼日利亚和苏丹的种族屠杀也是因为这个原因，伊斯兰教的原因造成的。
1.6 billion of the descendants, physical descendants and the spiritual descendants of Ishmael, are enslaved to a false religion.
那因此就有16亿人从属灵生命来讲，从实际上来讲，他们就成了罪的奴隶。
Almost 50% of Africa is Muslim.
大概在非洲是50%是穆斯林。
25% of Asia.
大概四分之一在亚洲是穆斯林。
There's a growing presence of Islam now in Europe at 7%.
现在在欧洲的话，这个伊斯兰教的这个涨势也是非常厉害，大概有七个。
And even here in North America, there are 2% of the people now follow this false religion that leads them away from God.
现在在北美的话，有2%的人跟随这个错误的宗教。
So Abram was not only slowed by sin, he created a situation in which that sin is being felt by everyone today.
亚伯拉罕不仅自己被罪所缠累，也引起了其他人因为罪的缘故而被陷在罪当中。
When I get to heaven someday, I'm going to ask God, why in the world did you let that happen?
如果我去天堂见到神的时候，也许我会问神，你怎么可以允许这样的事情发生？
In some ways, it doesn't make any sense.
对我来说，这实在是有些部分很难理解。
And yet, God is a God of infinite wisdom.
但神的智慧是无限的。
And He's sovereign over all things.
在所有的事件当中，他仍然掌权。
Nothing takes Him by surprise.
他不会觉得任何事情的发生，他都觉得没有意想到。
And God is able to take even the worst of situations and work it in a way that blesses those who love Him and brings glory to His name.
在最糟的环境当中，神都能够祝福我们，展现他的荣耀。
But that takes trust on our part.
但我们要做的就是要信靠神。
And so as we look at the fact that Abram was slowed by sin, it did not stop God or His purposes.
虽然亚伯拉罕被神拖住了后腿，但神并没有停止工作。
And so we come to the third aspect of Abram's life that we need to pay attention to.
那下面我们就讲到第三个亚伯拉罕的生平。
And that's that in the midst of all these things happening, God is strengthening him for the future and for the finish.
就在发生了这么多事情之后，神仍然坚固他。
There are many circumstances, situations we could talk about from Abram's life that are important for us.
亚伯拉罕生命当中有很多值得说的谈的地方。
I think of in Genesis 14, the fact that the city of Sodom is conquered by 5 kings and they kidnap Lot, Abram's nephew.
在创世纪十四章讲到索多玛城还有五个王联合起来把亚伯拉罕的侄子抓走了。
And Abram gets his neighbors together.
亚伯拉罕就和他的邻居一起起来。
He has a small force of 300 men.
他只有带了300个人。
And they go after an army that includes kings from 5 cities.
他们这300个人就对付了那五个王的军队。
So I'm sure that the odds are not in Abram's favor.
这看起来亚伯拉罕是不可能战胜的。
And yet, he wins the battle and rescues Lot and his family.
但是他却得胜了，把罗德救回来。
Evidently, Abram's learning something.
在过程当中，亚伯拉罕一定学了功课。
Later, Abram gets into a situation where God comes and says, "I'm going to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah."
后来神对亚伯拉罕说，我会摧毁索多玛和厄摩拉。
And in Genesis 18, he learns that he can go to God and pray and in a sense bargain with him.
但在十八章的时候看到亚伯拉罕居然跟神讨价还价，为了这两个城市的缘故讨价还价。
And that's a good thing in this case.
那这件事其实是好事。
So we see that God, through all the circumstances in his life, is strengthening him, and Abram is beginning to grow to become Abraham.
那亚伯兰就经过这个经历，他的信心被逐渐坚固，成为被神改名成为亚伯拉罕。
That does not mean that Abram's life was consistently up.
但这也不保证说亚伯拉罕的生命就从此一帆风顺。
Because guess what?
你们可以想象。
There's going to be another famine.
想象又发生了一次饥荒。
He's going to go to a country called Gerar.
他又去了另外一个城市，那时候饥荒发生。
And guess what he does?
他做了什么？
He pawns his wife off as his sister again.
他又说谎说他的妻子是他的妹妹。
You know, you'd think he'd have thought, you know, that didn't work too well the first time. I shouldn't do this again.
你们想象应该他从第一次失败当中已经得了教训吧。
And yet this great saint from the past is human like the rest of us.
但这一位圣徒就跟我们一样也是有犯错误的。
He failed.
他又失败了。
But God didn't.
但神不失败。
And in the midst of all these things,God is preparing Abraham for his ultimate test.
在这当中，神让他能够成长、坚固、经历更大的试探。
He's going to be asked to sacrifice his only son.
他的最大的试探是把他的儿子以撒献祭。
Well, his only son from Sarah.
他唯一的从撒拉而生的儿子以扫献为祭。
And he's going to pass the test this time.
这一次他就得胜了，在这试探中。
And God, in His grace and His mercy, had prepared another sacrifice, so Isaac didn't die.
在神的恩典中，他预备了另外一个祭物，取代了以撒。
When we are willing to walk with God and trust God, He is going to strengthen us so that we finish strong.
只要我们信靠神的话，神就会坚固我们，让我们有美好的结果。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 3, we read this, verses 3 to 5. Not only this, but we exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
这就像罗马书五章三到五节讲的。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Now, did Abraham enjoy going through those situations?
亚伯拉罕在这些试探当中、困境当中，他很享受吗？
No, not at all.
肯定不是的。
Do you think he ever felt guilty for having failed the way he failed in situations?
他在这些失败的过程当中会觉得沮丧吗？
Of course he did.
会的。
But Abram began to see how God was with him all the time.
但是亚伯拉罕在这当中就看见了神的作为。
And when the ultimate test came, he did not fail God.
在他这个最大的试探当中他没有失败。
The same is true for us.
这对我们也同样适用。
When we are willing to trust God, we may trip and fall sometimes.
当我们决定信靠神的时候，我们可能会跌倒，还是会跌倒。
We may feel guilty.
也我们会有罪恶感。
We may feel like God may not want to have anything to do with me anymore.
有的时候甚至会觉得神可能已经放弃我们不管了。
But that's not true.
但这不是这不真实的。
In a sense, it's kind of like a school kid.
有点像我们小孩在学校里。
Remember when you were a student.
你记得你做学生的时候吗？
And you had a big test coming.
你有一个很重要的考试。
And so perhaps you got a sore throat that day.
也许你那一天喉咙非常痛。
And you didn't go take it.
你没有去考试。
What
happened? 那会发生什么呢？
Well, your mom sends you back to school the next day, and you take a makeup test instead.
那你的父母亲就会把你送到学校里去。参加去补考。
And oftentimes those makeup tests were harder than the one that you had taken to begin with.
有的时候这补考的考试题目比那个原来的考试题目要难呢。
And it's the same thing with us. Running away from situations that are hard are not going to help us.
如果这跟我们也一样，如果我们是逃离这些试探的话，并不能够帮助我们。
So the best thing for us to do is to encounter the test and take it the first time.
所以我们最好的方式就是，当试探来临的时候，我们就经历那一次试探。
So the best way to not have to repeat it is just to do it.
不希望重复犯错的话，那就经历第一次的试探。
We don't know how Abram felt, but we do know that when the crucial test came, he did not fail.
我们不知道亚伯拉罕当时具体的心情是怎么样，但是他在这个最关键的试探当中，他并没有失败。
When he did things the way God originally intended, Isaac was born.
那他听从神，随着神的旨意，以撒出生。
And through Isaac would come the Jewish people.
从以撒就生出了以色列人。
And from the Jewish people would come our Redeemer.
从以色列人就生出了我们的救主。
Jesus Christ came not just for our sins, but for Abram's as well.
耶稣为我们不仅仅是为我们而生的，也是为了为亚伯拉以色列人亚伯拉罕的罪而生的。
So last slide, I think it's the last one. There we go. So we think about the movie again.
现在让我们再想想这个电影我刚刚提到的。
In the movie frequency, every act had a consequence.
在这电影当中每个行为都会产生长久的后果。
It makes for a really exciting movie.
所以这电影是蛮好看的。
But I would not want to go through what that New York City policeman went through.
但是我实在不想经历那位纽约救火员的同样的经历。
But the fact is, Abram was in a very similar type of situation.
和亚伯拉罕也在非常相类似的环境当中。
Every action Abram took, and every action that we take, has lasting consequences, good and bad.
同样的，亚伯拉罕的每个行为，也是包括我们每个人的行为，都会产生长久的后果。
And we may never know what they are.
我们可能当时不会知道后果会是什么。
But the lesson that we learn from Abram is that we have to learn to trust and wait on the Lord.
但是我们从亚伯拉罕的经历当中，他学到功课就是要紧紧与神同行。
We need to not focus on circumstances that are negative, but turn and look at Jesus.
我们不要专注在看这个环境的不利当中，而是要看耶稣基督。
We need to seek him in his word.
要寻求他的道。
We need to go to him in prayer.
来到他面前祷告。
We need to seek counsel from brothers and sisters.
得到弟兄姊妹的帮助。
And when we avoid hasty actions and decisions, we are going to be much more likely to be able to walk the path God intends for us to.
当我们避免那些草率的行动和决定，我们就会和以神同行。
So we must walk close to Jesus and seek him for his guidance.
我们必须与神同行，寻求他的帮助和带领。
But even when we do make that bad decisions,God is going to help us, and he's going to correct us.
就算我们做了错误的决定，那就让神来帮助改变我。
God does not abandon us.
神永远不放弃我们。
He is our heavenly Father, and he is going to make sure we grow up to be like Jesus.
他是我们的天父，他一定会让我们更像耶稣基督能够成长。
God is in the business of turning failures into successes.
神的工作就是把失败变成成功。
He works through weak people rather than the strong.
他在软弱的人当中做工。
Because in doing so, he makes them more like Jesus, and he receives the glory for it.
在这过程当中，他使得我们更像耶稣基督，荣耀也归给他。
And when we trust God, we make the most of every opportunity.
当我们信靠神的时候，就表明我们是极力地抓住每一个机会。
But it can only be done as we trust him.
但是我们前提是我们必须要信靠他。
If you've never made an initial commitment to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's where it begins.
如果你还没有做出那最初的决定要跟从耶稣，那就是我们应该做的开端。
And if you'd like to make that decision to follow Christ, today is the day.
如果你想跟从耶稣基督，那今天就是不要放弃，就从今天开始。
Please speak with Pastor after the service, or with me. We'd be glad to talk with you more about that.
你们可以和教会的牧师，也可以和 McQueen 牧师，或其他人关于讲这个决定。
But if you feel like you've made mistakes and that you know, maybe God doesn't really love you anymore, please speak to us as well.
或者说你可能觉得你已经犯了很多错误，觉得神已经放弃你了。
Because like Abraham, God wants to use you for great things.
就像亚伯拉罕一样, 虽然你犯错, 但神还会
借着你成就那美好的事。 Let's pray. Father,